G'day, this is Nurki with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time with another brief podcast about American government conspiracies and political correctness going wrong, titled Annoying Someone is Now a Federal Crime. I took the name of this podcast from an ATS news feed thread name, started by Elderban, which proclaims that
President Bush signed legislation last week that would make it a federal crime to annoy someone via the internet without revealing your true identity.
I got bored and did a little bit of researching on the net and found that this legislation was hidden in the House of Representatives legislation 3402, titled
The Violence Against Women and Department of Justice Reauthorization Act of 2005,
which was signed in January 5th, 2006. It was hidden in this act in order to pass some new financial year restructures for the Department of Justice for financial years 2006 to 2009.
Which would have made it easily passable by anyone who was being controlled by lobby groups that had an interest in the Department of Justice.
Righto. So apparently if you post onto a website on the internet and it offends and annoys somebody and you haven't posted your legal name, then that's grounds for them to take legal action against you for harassment. And apparently if this is indicted against the government, then they can sue you for a federal crime and you can be imprisoned for up to 2 years. So even by making this podcast, I could be annoying some people. And I could even be annoying some American government employees who may wish to sue me and have me put in prison for breaking American federal law.
Even though I'm an Australian citizen by birthright and citizenship.
I wouldn't put it past them to try and arrest hundreds of people for this stupid act which was passed for no apparent reason.
In order to find the reasons behind this act, we would need to delve deeper into the internet and into our own imaginations.
If I were a public relations officer working for the government, I would try and sell this as
being able to protect women who could be harassed over the internet and giving them perfect legal grounds to sue their harassers.
But from a conspiracy theorist's point of view, the next step from this, apart from the obvious civil liberties destructions, is that the next step would be if you even consider, or if you conspire to annoy someone, i.e.
if you're a thought criminal, and you even think about annoying someone, you might be arrested for up to 14 days in order to stop that happening.
Someone bring up the pre-crime division. The thought
is our force. Well, this is Nurki, signing out. Love and light to you all. Peace out.